Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family and friends. You have Greg Peterson, team manager here from sunny Southern California. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Today is Roundtable Wednesday. I hope everybody brought a subject matter that they would like to discuss in regards to Beamer to where it is compliant so that we can keep this as a recording and then we can share this with possible clients, share it with our teams, allow us to grow, build, become better, independent Beamer distributors, not dependent Beamer distributors. Why is that? Because we are independent Beamer distributors. We all operate independently of each other. However, we build teams. We have an amazing company that backs us up and provides all the marketing material we need and the tools required to share this amazing product. But yet, we still are independent. We operate and we make decisions on our own, whether we want to share this amazing product with others or not. So it's up to us. And so if you are here, I want to congratulate you on that very first step of taking time out of your day to be here. And if you're listening to a recording down the road, then I also want to thank you for taking the time. If you're listening to it while driving down the road, please make sure that you're looking straight forward. Both hands are on the steering wheel, your seatbelt is on, and you are driving in a safe manner. All right. With that being said, how do we get to seeing or listening, I should say, to a recorded blog talk radio program? Well, very simple. Couple different ways. If you're at home and you're on your computer, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. That's blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. Or a very simple way, and this is on either your Androids or your Apple phones, and that is go to your podcast app. That's your P-O-D-C-A-S-T, podcast app. You just click on it, and all you have to do is type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. And when you click on that, that will bring up all the recorded blog talk radio programs from the past in chronological order, starting with the latest one first, and then going backwards from that point. So we will have all of our Testimonial Tuesdays on there, our Roundtable Wednesdays. We'll have our Equine Thursdays on there. And if you go far enough back, you would be able to listen to, for example, Belinda Casper and I as we did the Blueprint for Foundational Success on Mondays. We were doing that. And we went through probably three different times, and it was over about an 8-week period of time that we went through all the different sections of the Blueprint for Foundational Success, giving our interpretation and going over everything step by step. And so if you're not familiar with the Blueprint for Foundational Success. If you go into your Beamer back office, and as you guys know, I try to do this program as if someone were brand new and had never learned about Beamer, they're a brand new distributor, where do I start? That's why I do this, is also as a review for all of us, because let's face it, if we are independent Beamer distributors, we are signing on new distributors, hopefully, to help build our teams and share this amazing product with others. So it's good review for all of us. So always keep it simple, break it down, and start with this. So where do we start? Well, first, we want to teach them to get to their Beamer back office. Well, how do we do that? Well, you go to backoffice.beamer.services. Now, here's one of the keys right there. Try to use Google Chrome, if at all possible, and then also practice when you're using Google Chrome by going into the upper right-hand corner. There's three little dots in the upper right-hand corner when you bring up Google Chrome. When you click on that, there'll be a little drop-down thing that appears. And the third item down says new incognito window. Okay, new incognito window. What that does is it opens up a new tab so that your computer doesn't autofill and use cookies and different things like that. Why do I bring this up? Is because when a person is putting in an order, for example, we have found by doing this, we've not had any problems when a person is entering the credit card information. We've gone through all the orders and it seems like everything goes fine. And then we go to put in the credit card and you get that error message and we just can't get past it. We have found if you go and you use number one to put in your order, you put in Google Chrome, go to the very top, and then naturally go to your replicated website, go through the process of starting to do your order, which I can do that. I can walk you through that at another time here. But make sure you click on the upper right-hand corner to open up a tab that is a new incognito window. So you tap on those three dots in the upper right-hand corner, the drop-down window comes up, the third item down is new incognito window. You click on that, and then that will open up a new tab. Then you can go into your replicated website or you can go into your back office. So practice this and it'll become more of a habit for you and you will automatically start doing it when you start to put in your orders. Okay, so we're going back. How do we get to our Beamer back office? So you type in backoffice.beamer.services. When you do that, then two items will pop up. It will ask you for your email, and this is your Beamer email address, not your standard one, but your Beamer email address and the password that you use to get into your Beamer account. Then if you forget that, then there is a way to retrieve your password and do that. And if it is during customer service hours, and you're still having issues, you can always call customer service and they will help you through. They will reset your password so that you can get into your account. Then when you get into your account, all you do is click in the upper right-hand corner where your little picture is, hit profile. There's only two things that come up. When you click on your little picture, it says profile or log out. Then when you click on profile, a new window pops up. You scroll all the way down to the bottom. You type in the current password that maybe the customer service gave you, and then you type in your new password twice. And now you have your new password set. Boy, we're covering a lot of stuff already here, aren't we, folks? Okay, now that you've got that all done, we were wanting to get to our Blueprint for Foundational Success. So now you have your back office opened up. On the far left side is going to be your little dashboard. And you want to scroll down, which is the first one is dashboard, then my documents, and then email, distributor library, customer library. There you go. E-learning. Click on the e-learning. The very bottom item, well, no, actually, I take that back because we've added more some new items. I apologize. Hey, guys, you got to remember, I'm working with the Fisher-Price program here. So you know what? You get what you pay for, right? Okay. So the very first e-learning item is the United States IBD training. Then they have the Canadian training. Why do we have two separate ones? Because in Canada, they have different items set up there that they are monitored by their health organization up there, their FDA. So they have different requirements, different things. So they have a few things that are a little bit different that they can say and do up there that we cannot hear, and vice versa. All right. Then there's some leadership training. Then after that is the blueprint for foundational success. When a person is first starting, we are now finding out before they go to an academy, try to get them into the blueprint for foundational success and have them go through that. That way, when they go to the academy, it won't feel like they're overloaded with all this additional material. Then once they go to an academy, if they have time before the academy, have them get started on their basic training, whether it's United States or Canadian, and then complete all of that. Now, if you guys are on your e-learning, when you go to the very bottom is the Equine Academy Essentials. Now, a person, from my understanding, you need to go to a regular academy first. Once you have completed a regular academy, then come back into your e-learning and go to the Equine Academy Essentials. And they do a great job. It's a PowerPoint program, and they've got it divided up into about 7 different quick sections that are anywhere from 10 to like 15 minutes long. And go through those different items before you go to your Equine Academy. Now, the Equine Academy is only one day, but it's about like five and a half hours, I believe. And in fact, I'm signed up for it on December 10th. And I know that they still have some openings because it's all online on Zoom. So first, you have to go to a regular academy. Then make sure that you complete the Equine Academy Essentials in your e-learning, but then get signed up for that Equine Academy. Even if you are not selling an equine unit and you might be sharing it, this is amazing information, folks, because think of it this way. Next year is our 25th anniversary with Beamer, and they will be announcing eventually, I'm not sure when, but next year they'll be announcing our small animal unit for dogs and cats. Don't you think right now, this very moment, is the best time to start educating yourself and your team and prospective clients to even get signed on as a distributor so they can start the educational process? And during that process, then you can teach them how to start building up a clientele list to reach out to. So when that day comes, if they're not interested in the human product or the equine product, but they know a lot of people that have dogs and cats, just imagine how through this process of education, they're going to realize the importance for the human. They're going to realize the importance for the equine. And now you've taken an individual that had just the passion of wanting to help dogs and cats, but now they can see the potential of being able to help others as well. So you can see where my goals are now and the direction I am headed in my time and effort, because now is the best opportunity, and especially before the holidays, a lot of people at this time of year are looking for something on the side to get ready for to help them possibly through the economic times, the whole bit. So don't cut yourself short, folks. There's many opportunities out there. So with Roundtable Wednesday here, we bring up different topics. I covered a few things right there to go over. I would love to hear from you guys. And so by doing so, all you have to do is tap on the number one on your phone, and that will bring you up in the queue, and we can discuss whatever items that you want to discuss, as long as it's by Beamer, for Beamer, and that we have it compliant. Okay, I see we have our first individual. We have 805-674. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we talking with today?
Hey, Greg, it's Tricia Williams.
Hey, Trish.
Thank you for that information. It's always good to go over those basics so it reminds me, you know, how to educate new IBDs. So thank you for that. My question today is for a person who had a rental of mine. She was new to Beamer, but, you know, I sat down and educated her right there with the blood flow and how this works. And she has issues with her lungs. And when she understood that pulsed electromagnetic frequency, she kind of went, it took her aback because, you know, she knows about the danger of the EMF. So I found the chart, you know, that shows the, you know, how a cell phone would have more than the EMFs are getting from the Beamer. But again, right. She used, when I went to pick it up, you know, and I kept in touch with her all along, kept sending her things to look at. She kept saying that she's a researcher, but really didn't follow through with much, you know, that I had sent her.
A self-proclaimed researcher.
Yes. And so when I went to pick it up, again, she brought up that I'm really concerned about the EMF. Now, I mm-hmm. know she used it. I know her husband used it. And what would be your response to, you know, somebody who has that fear?
Yeah, no, that's a great, great subject to bring up, Trish. I'm glad you brought that up. So with that, number one, do you have Beamer Share? Do you use that?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So number one, you did the very first step, the following the 283 starting there, the green video, the education, the introduction to what Beamer is, either the 8-minute story or the presentation that George Varonis put together along with, I think, Bettina Torres on, it's about 33 minutes long, which is yes. The standard introduction. That's great.
Correct.
The next thing to do then is to find someone on your team, your upline, to do a 3-way phone call with her.
Yes, and I tried to get that scheduled with Casey and it didn't work timing wise. And then I asked her what day is good for you and I'll get that prearranged. And, then she said, well, that's going to be a busy day for me now. So
well, no worries. Just continue, but just say, you know, just share the importance. Say, listen, I want to make sure, cause I admire you wanting to do your research. And I know in my heart that this definitely is going to work for you, but maybe I don't know how to present the information so you understand it appropriately.
Right.
So I want to get the right individual to be able to explain it so that you can make the best decision for yourself, but knowing that you have all the right information and understand it completely. And that's my mm-hmm. goal, is to be able to do that for you.
That's great. That sounds good. So get somebody else who's going to explain perhaps the waveform, that it's not like all of these other bad EMFs that we're getting.
Well, it comes down to the amount of energy. It comes down to the amount of energy. So think of it this way, and I'll give you a quick little simple scenario here. Intensity one starts off at 3.5 microtesla, and it goes up 3.5 microtesla on every step. So step two, or intensity two, then would be 7 microtesla. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. The delta range in our brains for sleep is right in that range of 7 microtesla. So we have an item that even at intensity two is allowing you to work with your brain to help your, not only your brain, but your nervous system and everything to relax. And,
wow.
Okay. And so you get up to 10, and I would have to look at my chart again and do the math, but it's very, very low. So then we look at the other applicators. And I don't have the numbers in front of me. Actually, my little card is in another room here, and I don't want to break away from you guys here.
That's okay.
But the Beamer, at its highest point, and this would be, let's say, using the B-Spot with the plus mode on intensity 10, the highest level is 150 microtesla. That's it. The Earth itself, depending on where you're at, is approximately 40 to 45 microtesla in energy just from the magnetic field of the Earth.
Wow.
Okay. So when you're using the Beamer, you're using a very, very low energy, and that's why we're registered with the FDA and the only one in the world, the only low energy, low frequency medical device for healthy, smooth muscle stimulation. The only one. So we're, and in fact, the FDA has given Beamer the boundaries to work within to get the information to them, because they are creating a completely separate category for Beamer, because we are so unique from anything else out there. So people are not going, well, you're a PEMF device, so you fall into, you know, you're a car, so you fall into this big parking lot of all used cars. No.
Right, right.
We're completely different. We're like a helicopter compared to all those cars. We're completely different.
Great analogy. Okay. Gosh, thank you for that information. That was really powerful. One other quick question. I met a fireman who works for the Ventura Fire Department, and he came by my booth and was asking, because they'd been looking for things for their group.
Right.
To help them, like they were looking into infrared saunas and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the best way? Because he was saying, you know, I have to get it to the captain and blah, 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 blah. How would you approach that? I mean, I've sent him stuff from my
Beamer Share. Okay.
And,
the green video, introductory video, and then Dr. Burka has a Wellness Wednesday where he goes through and he explains all the differences between the different modalities.
Okay.
Find that Wellness Wednesday. And in fact, I'm going to look it up here on my phone as well. And for those of you that are not in the know, Beamer Share is an app that is a third-party vendor that Beamer grouped up with. And it's only $9.95 a month, and it is worth its weight in gold. It's worth its weight in gold so much at $9.95 a month that my new distributors, and I am actually going back to all my distributors that are on my first line, I am paying for their first year of Beamer Share. That is how important and how powerful this app is. So when you download it and you go through the process, which we can explain later, every time you bring it up in the morning, there's a rotating banner at the top of your Beamer share. You put your finger on that banner and draw the picture down a little bit. Draw it down with your finger. That will automatically upload and will update any of the videos, so you have the latest videos on your phone, because the company will update everything as time goes on. Okay, so I'm looking for videos here. Let's see here if I can find it. I'm trying to find Dr. Burka's Wellness Wednesday here. And sometimes the system won't download all the different categories, sometimes, which it didn't do at that time here. Sometimes you have to redo it a little bit. But anyway, if I'm not able to find it here right away, yeah, it's kind of acting up for me here. So I might have to reboot my phone or something like that, folks. So anyway, Dr. Burka did a Wellness Wednesday where I was really happy that my best friend and group leader, Roger Fouch, he is out in Mesa, Arizona, and is at the Mesa Market. And so he'll see about 30 people a weekend out there. And the biggest questions that we always would come up with is, well, how does this compare to this, and how does it compare to that? And we brought that up to our CEO, Albert, and we also then he carried that and thought that was a great idea and took it to Dr. Burka. So Dr. Burka put together a Wellness Wednesday where he compares Beamer to all these other different modalities. It's worth its weight in gold to listen to. So if you do not have Beamer Share, go into your back office and go to Distributor Library, and I'm pulling it up right now because I have my computer up. I believe it's under Science and Medical. Yes, it's like, let's see, it's several sections down. It's like the sixth section down. It's Science and Medical. And all the Wellness Wednesdays are located right in there, so that you can. So anyway, Trish, what you want to do is I would find that link and I would send it to them. And what happens is if the captain, if they're just looking for it for just their fire station, then it would go to the captain. Otherwise, normally they have an individual on the fire department that is in charge of wellness and health and training and things like that. That's going to be your key individual to go to. And if you want, Trish, okay, I can write down your number and I can give you a call here after the show is over. And then you can use me as a reference, and I'd be more than happy to talk with them as well.
Oh, that would be really appreciated. Thanks so much.
Yeah, because, see, I was with I was a paramedic for over 30 years. I was with Cal Fire for 4 years. And I also worked with the DC-10 and all the aircraft for over 7 years. So, and then I was also with San Bernardino County Sheriff's Air Rescue for 8 years as an air medic.
Wow.
And helped start the SWAT paramedic program, the whole bit. So, yes, every single fire department, everything like that, they all need Beamers to help with their recovery. And I could have a really good three-way phone call with them. And with you, and we can get this into the department and help you out there. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
thank
girl.
You.
Okay, I've got your number marked down here. I'll give you a text after the show is over.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Trish. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay. All righty. Let me click here. So we have another individual, and we have 530-557. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we talking with today?
Hi, good morning. This is Kate calling. Thank you so much,
Kate,
for the question. Hi, and your wonderful help, Greg. You're terrific. In reference to, I forgot the previous caller's name, but correct me if what I say is correct.
Okay.
If I were to say to someone, if, you know, we rely on frequencies to live. If we didn't have Earth frequencies, we would die. In fact,
right.
if you were to put, say, a mouse in a Faraday cage, die. If you put us in a Faraday cage, which would block all the Earth frequency, we would die. In other words, we need mm-hmm. these frequencies to live. Is that correct? Number two is, are the EMFs from cell towers, et cetera, those dangerous frequencies, aren't they microwave frequencies?
Yes. Think of it this way. And now, the first part of your question, I'm not familiar. I've not seen studies to verify or debunk what you were sharing there. It only makes sense, though. And here's why I say that. When people go flying and they suffer from jet lag, people think it's only because you're going from time zone to time zone, and that's like, oh, that's why I suffer from jet lag. That's not the case at all. Jet lag is because you're being put in basically an insulated metal tube, and you're getting pulled away from the Earth's magnetic field a little bit. I mean, you're going up to 30,000 feet. And so because your body is away from that magnetic field that it's used to, it starts to throw the body off a little bit. That's what jet lag is. That's why using the beamer helps an individual so much recover and not suffer from jet lag. So that would make sense. But like I said, I've not seen the studies or anything like that accordingly. Okay, now the second part of your discussion there was cell towers, different things like that. These things are all man-made. Even the wires that are running in the walls of your house, your internet, wireless, Bluetooth items, microwave, oven, all of that stuff, even setting in, I won't mention any brand names to get in trouble or anything like that, but electronic cars where you're sitting on a big old battery. Now you can only imagine the electronic fields that are being produced that are not normal to the human or not normal to nature. Even I know on a my buddy had a Jeep Wrangler or whatever, and it had the roll bar in it, and it had the speakers built in to the bar, and it had the hard shell on it, the whole bit. Very nice, very, very, very nice Jeep. And so I had my phone, and you can get apps that are for free, and it's called a Gauss meter that starts with G-G-A-U, I believe. Let me look it up here really quick. And this is a really neat thing to get on your phone, guys, and it's actually a lot of fun and will open up your eyes to a lot of things here. Gauss meter, G-A-U-S-S-M-E-T-E-R, Gauss meter. And the one I have, it's like a little blue one, and it shows it looks like a little magnet in the center of it. And what it does is it measures the magnetic flux density in the area, or microtesla. Okay? So when I hit start, I am here in my room, and right now, because of the Earth's magnetic field, it is 44, to give you an example. Now, I bring this over to my computer, my laptop computer here, and I'm running this over my laptop computer. And there's areas on it that are jumping up over 700 microtesla, okay?
Yeah.
And there's certain areas that it does that with, okay? Now, I've got my computer screens, and I'm running it over there, and it bumps up to about maybe 55. And so just having little things like that will affect. Now, we use this sometimes when people are learning, and this is something that people have brought up, and I believe Tricia was talking about this too, is electronic you know, the different levels of what can be harmful or not. Remember that our bodies are used to the magnetic field of the earth. So anywhere from 45 and higher up is not going to be harmful. And even up to 150, all of this has been found to be helpful for our body. So when you're using the Beamer, you're basically resetting your body, allowing it to get back and resetting it. It's like rebooting your body to what is natural to the world. Okay, because then you go outside and you're exposed to all these other things and it starts to throw your body off. And that's why using the Beamer is so wonderful, because it really is resetting ourselves back to what is supposed to be normal. Just like why people feel so good when they go to the beach. They're taking their bare feet. They've got them in the sand. They're getting those electrons and all of that, that magnetic field directly from the earth. That's why they feel better. That's why people feel good when they're out in the garden with their bare hands and they're in the dirt and they're working in the garden, because they're getting the ions from the earth, or walking barefoot in the grass around. Because we as humans, now we're wearing these shoes, we're wearing these rubber-soled shoes, and we're insulating ourselves from all the stuff that is natural to us. You know, people used to joke about the tree huggers. Well, you know what? They've got a pretty damn good thing going, because you hug a tree and you've got your bare forearms and your hands and stuff on that tree, you're getting the electrons from the earth in your body. And literally, it can help you feel better. It's all these simple little things. Did that help at all, Kate, on answering your question? I know I kind of started to go off on a tangent there.
Yeah, no, that does. But, you know, I get confused. I know, because some people, I've had this happen. Well, I can get the benefits of Beamer just by going outside and being on the earth, grounding, so to speak.
Nope. Okay.
I have grounding.
Let's break it down. Remember what separates Beamer from all other PEMF devices, and that's our patented signal. It is the patented signal. That's our secret sauce that separates us from all other items. All other PEMF devices, and nothing against them, they do serve a certain purpose. But for them to work a little bit, they felt like they had to crank up the energy to get them to work. They thought more was better. That's not necessarily the case. That's why Beamer can use a very, very low energy level that helps reset our body just with the magnetic field. But remember, our magnetic field is the transport device for our patented signal. It's that patented signal that is doing the work. That is what's stimulating the smooth muscles that wrap around the little individual single cellular muscle fibers that are wrapped around our little arteriolized in the venules, our microcirculation, which is 74% of our body. The patented signal restimulates those little muscle fibers to contract and open up, which creates that motion that moves our blood flow through our microcirculation. So the PEMF, people start going down that rabbit hole. You got to remember, and you got to pull people back and just say, listen, that's just our transport device to get the Beamer signal into your body. And using even on a very, very low level, you could have, let's say you broke your arm, God forbid, and you got a plaster of Paris cast on your arm. By using that very gentle magnetic field, is going to go right through that plaster of Paris cast, and it's very inexpensive to use. But that is transporting our patented signal that's reactivating those little microvessels to improve the blood flow. And it's the benefits of the better blood flow that causes all the other things, the positive things to happen. So does that help there, Kate?
Yes, that's, and thank you for that. But my question was going to be, you know, when you're connecting with the earth and on the beach and your body is taking in these negative ions, that's not what we're doing with Beamer. We're not delivering ions, right?
No, it's just
yeah.
It's just the magnetic field. just rebooting your body. Just think of it as I'm just rebooting myself and getting things reorganized in our bodies so that it's back in balance. Think of it that way.
And I think that's, yeah, and that's a wonderful point because, you know, there, if people's concern is increasing to some degree, I think, because of 5G and so on, of the negative and how much time we spend on technology, not to mention our children, our youth.
Right.
And we really know what that does in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
So the aspect of coming back into balance every day.
Yeah, wonderful. Those are energy levels. Yeah, those are energy levels. So there is good 5G and there's bad 5G. It's all in how they use it, but it's the energy levels and what is being transmitted on that level of energy that it can either be harmful or it can be positive. Now, they are coming out with technology down the road where that energy level can be transmitting positive things to the bodies to help with recovery and different things like that. But these are technologies that have yet to be unveiled to us publicly. But there's a lot of positive things coming down the road. But just know this, Beamer is in its own category by itself, and it will work in conjunction with whatever comes out down the road. And you hear about all these wonderful things coming out. Beamer's the only thing that is still going to work on the circulation to improve the circulation. So you can be working on whatever items in your body, but unless you have that circulation to help support it, the Beamer is going to be able to help enhance whatever else a person is using. So it's a win-win all the way around. So just remember that our patented signal is what separates us from anything else out there, number one. Number two, the magnetic field that Beamer uses is such a low energy level that is just a transport device. And think of it this way. It's like softly caressing the head of somebody when they're not feeling well compared to slapping them across the face. Okay? And so Beamer's that nice low energy level where we're slowly caressing and taking care of someone. Whereas when you're using other things because of the higher energy levels, it's like slapping them across the face. Which one do you think is going to make you feel better?
Right. And that the device that you mentioned that would give a reading of the Gauss meter, was that on your iPhone?
It's an app. It's an app, and it's called Gauss Meter, and it's a bluish, kind of like a medium bluish app that has a white circle, and within the white circle, it has that looks like a magnet, a U-shaped magnet, and above each end of the magnet, there's like a little lightning bolt above each tip of the U-shaped magnet. And it's free.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Thanks for all your help. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're coming down to 90 seconds here. I see we got one more caller here. So thanks, Kate, for all of that here. Okay, I want to just make contact really quick with our final one here. And we have 360-265. We have just 1 minute. I apologize, but I want to see who do we have and where you at.
Well, I'm Monica. I'm in Seattle area. And it was a question that would take more than 90 seconds, I'm sure. But, so it's okay. But it's just follow-up. I get a lot of people on it. I share the green blood flow from my share app. And then I don't know where to go from there. And I'm a full-time teacher. So maybe for future call.
Okay, no worries. So the green video is a great way to start. Then following the 283 process, then from your Beamer Share app or from your back office, send them the 8-minute story that is about 8 minutes long, and it explains what Beamer is briefly. Then then set up
a three-way call. Well, it's just asking for permission is awkward.
Oh, no, you just talk to them openly. It's like you would somebody, hey, I saw a really good movie. Can I share the name of that movie with you? Just open conversation with them.
Huh.
Okay. Let's start. Can you, if you're able to call in next week, because we're at the end of our show, We'll discuss it more there then. Okay, Monica?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. But I'll bring that up, and we'll discuss it the next Wednesday. Okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay.
All righty. Okay, everybody. Number one, I think everybody deserves this today. You all did a great, great job. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I am going to read off one item that I found here that was shared with me. And I'm just going to read this really quick before we all go. And that is, if only you could sense how important you are to the lives of those you met, how important you can be to people you may never even dream of, there is something of yourself that you leave at every meeting with another person. And that was by Fred Rogers. So every single one of us can change a person's life. So go out there, share Beamer, have fun, share from the heart, be honest, and then work with your mentors and your upline. And remember, today is the last day of the special, and our customer service lines are really busy. So plan accordingly, but because of supply chain issues, we will not be able to have the backpack or the batteries available till mid-January. How do we find this out? Log into your Beamer back office. There is a letter under the news brief on the right-hand side that explains all of this. So with that, folks, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Look forward to talking with you next Wednesday, and let's all Beamer on.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.